Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill. It's the 13th day of January, and we are well on our way in the journey, on the journey of reading the Bible through together in community, collectively and individually, in a year. We are still reading the book of Job, and if you are just kind of scratching your head and rolling your eyes and thinking, you know, this is getting really redundant and slightly uncomfortable, I think you got the point. It's almost as if we have heard every possible facet of dialogue and conversation that could take place. And if we have not identified in ourselves, probably on both sides of the story by now, then, well, I'm not going to add any shame if you haven't yet, but if not, you really should really take a deep look and see where we fit into this story. As soon as I find myself siding on one side, I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. There I am too. I am elated that you're here, taking this time of intentionality and this time of stillness, quieting our spirits, the outside world, the noise around us, to just be present with God in His Word. Today we're reading Job chapters 35 through 37, and we're reading the Christian Standard Bible this week. Job chapter 35. Then Elihu continued saying, "Do you think it is just when you say, 'I am righteous before God'? For you ask, 'What does it profit you? And what benefit comes to me if I do not sin?' I will answer you and your friends with you. Look at the heavens and see. Gaze at the clouds high above you. If you sin, how does it affect God? If you multiply your transgressions, what does it do to Him? If you are righteous, what do you give Him, or what does He receive from your hand? Your wickedness affects a person like you, and your righteousness a son of man. People cry out because of severe oppression. They shout for help because of the power of the Almighty. But no one asks, 'Where is God, my Maker, who provides us with songs in the night, who gives us more understanding than the animals of the earth, and makes us wiser than the birds of the sky?' There they cry out, but He does not answer because of the pride of evil people. Indeed, God does not listen to empty cries, and the Almighty does not take note of it. How much less when you complain that you do not see Him, that your case is before Him and you are waiting for Him? But now, because God's anger does not punish and He does not pay attention to transgression, Job opens his mouth in vain and multiplies words without knowledge." Then Elihu continued saying, "Be patient with me a little longer and I will inform you, for there is still more to be said on God's behalf. I will get my knowledge from a distant place and describe justice to my Maker. Indeed, my words are not false. One who has complete knowledge is with you. Yes, God is mighty, but He despises no one. He understands all things. He does not keep the wicked alive, but He gives justice to the oppressed. He does not withdraw His gaze from the righteous, but He seats them forever with enthroned kings, and they are exalted. If people are bound with chains and trapped by the cords of affliction, God tells them what they have done and how arrogantly they have transgressed. He opens their ears to correction and tells them to repent from iniquity. If they listen and serve Him, they will end their days in prosperity and their years in happiness. But if they do not listen, they will cross the river of death and die without knowledge. Those who have a godless heart harbor anger. Even when God binds them, they do not cry for help. They die in their youth. Their life ends among male cult prostitutes. God rescues the afflicted by their affliction. He instructs them by their torment. Indeed, He lured you from the jaws of distress to a spacious and unconfined place. Your table was spread with choice food, yet now you are obsessed with a judgment due the wicked. Judgment and justice have seized you. Be careful that no one lures you with riches. Do not let a large ransom lead you astray. Can your wealth or all your physical exertion keep you from distress? Do not long for the night when nations will disappear from their places. Be careful that you do not turn to iniquity, for that is why you have been tested by affliction. Look, God shows himself exalted by his power. Who is a teacher like him? Who has appointed his way for him, and who has declared, "You have done wrong"? Remember that you should praise his work, which people have sung about. All mankind has seen it. People have looked at it from a distance. Yes, God is exalted beyond our knowledge. The number of his years cannot be counted. For he makes water drops evaporate. They distill the rain into its mist, which the clouds pour out and shower abundantly on mankind. Can anyone understand how the clouds spread out or how the thunder roars from God's pavilion? See how he spreads his lightning around him and covers the depths of the sea. For he judges the nations with these. He gives food in abundance. He covers his hands with lightning and commands it to hit its mark. The thunder declares his presence, the cattle also, the approaching storm. My heart pounds at this and leaps from my chest. Just listen to his thunderous voice and the rumbling that comes from his mouth. He lets it loose beneath the entire sky, his lightning to the ends of the earth. Then there comes a roaring sound. God thunders with his majestic voice. He does not restrain the lightning when his rumbling voice is heard. God thunders wondrously with his voice. He does great things that we cannot comprehend. For he says to the snow, "Fall to the earth," and the torrential rains, his mighty torrential rains, serve as his sign to all mankind, so that all men may know his work. The wild animals enter their lairs and stay in their dens. The windstorm comes from its chamber, and the cold from the driving north winds. Ice is formed by the breath of God, and watery expanses are frozen. He saturates clouds with moisture. He scatters his lightning through them. They swirl about, turning round and round at his direction, accomplishing everything he commands them over the surface of the inhabited world. He causes this to happen for punishment, for his land, or for his faithful love. Listen to this, Job. Stop and consider God's wonders. Do you know how God directs his clouds or makes their lightning flash? Do you understand how the clouds float? Those wonderful works of him who has perfect knowledge. You whose clothes get hot when the south wind brings calm to the land, can you help God spread out the skies as hard as a cast metal mirror? Teach us what we should say to him. We cannot prepare our case because of our darkness. Should he be told that I want to speak? Can a man speak when he is confused? Now no one can even look at the sun after a wind has swept through and cleared the sky. Out of the north he comes, shrouded in a golden glow. Awesome majesty surrounds him. The Almighty, we cannot reach him. He is exalted in power. He will not violate justice and abundant righteousness. Therefore, men fear him. He does not look favorably on any who are wise in heart. Okay, so the conversation with Elihu continues today. He is the lone dialoguer in today's reading. And I just want to preface this next part of what I'm going to say. I didn't write this. I'm just repeating this, but it's so good. It's worth repeating again. And it's at the very front of our reading today. Do you think it is just when you say, "I am righteous before God"? For you ask, what does it profit you? And what benefit comes to me if I do not sin? I will answer you and your friends with you. Look at the heavens and see. Gaze at the clouds high above you. Here it comes. If you sin, how does it affect God? If you multiply your transgressions, what does it do to him? If you are righteous, what do you give him? Or what does he receive from your hand? I'm saying it in case we missed it the first time. Here it comes. Your wickedness affects a person like yourself, and your righteousness, a son of man. Double oof. Oof, oof. That stings my backside, and it brings me awareness to my own story. The role that I have to play, the responsibility I play in my own life. It's so easy to quickly point the finger and blame everybody else around us and look at them and look at the sin and look at the unrighteousness there. But truly, the place we should be looking is within. The only person I can be responsible for when I go to bed at night and lay my head on that pillow is myself. I can be responsible for and take care of, provide, nurture, love my son, my children, my grandchildren. But who I hold accountable at the end of the day is the girl that I go and look in the mirror at. And that's it. I am accountable for every word, for every action, for every deed that I do, that I do not do. And this scripture, this passage today reminds me that I want to live a life righteous in the sight of God, pleasing to his heart, that all men would be drawn unto him. And nobody else can do that for me except for me. And nobody can do that for you except for you. And so I pray that we feel the weight of that today, that we feel the heaviness, that we would be mindful of every thought, every word, every deed that we do, and the ones that we don't do that we should do. If we really wanted to tear into this, we could talk about the pride mentioned a little bit further along in the reading, but I think this is a good place to stop for today. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for the truth that it speaks. We thank you for the revelation that it brings, and we hear this today. We sit with the weight of our responsibility and every thought, every word, every deed that we have done, and every thought and every word and every deed that we have left undone. May we feel the weight today in this moment. May it cause us to think about how we are representing you. Are we living a life that would draw all men unto you? This is my hope and my prayer for my own life, that my words would be pleasing to you, that when my actions are not righteous, that are not drawing men unto you, that I would be convicted in my tracks to think twice, knowing that sometimes there are no good rewards for doing the right thing, but knowing that it is pleasing in your sight. Maybe, just maybe, that could be enough for all of us. We thank you for second chances, for 28th chances, for 796 chances. We thank you for the millionth and one chance. Start over and do it right again. And I thank you that you hear me. You hear us. You hear all of us when we pray. Pray this now in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible. That's home base. Check it out if you have not. That's the website. Take a look around. Maybe you're new here and you have no idea how you landed here, but you're just kind of taking it all in. You have any questions? That's the place to go. There is a store that you can check out. Just take a browse around. Products intended to enhance your journey through the Bible. If you would like to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, we thank you so much for your partnership. We could not do this without you. And that is the truth. This music just gets me. It feels I should be on the ocean in a boat with my love at sunset as the ocean waves crash. But I'm giving announcements, so let me continue. Sorry. If you're giving by mail, DAB PO Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174, or you can hit the give icon. It is located up at the top right-hand corner of your mobile device, or look for the give icon on the website as well. If you need prayer, if you'd like to call in and pray over someone that's previously called in, you can do so. There are several ways of doing so. 800-583-2164. Or once again, you can utilize that mobile device. Just hit the red circle button. That is the prayer line. You have 2 minutes. And then when you're finished, make sure you hit submit and then turn that little wheel over to chronological and it will get to the right place. The third and final way you can utilize the prayer line is both on the website and your mobile device. And that is the prayer wall. If you just need immediate prayer, even in the middle of the night, you can go there. It's just a matter of typing it out. There are people willing, ready, and available to pray for you always. It was so important to Brian when he started this community to be a community of prayer that prays for one another. And prayer has been going since nearly the beginning of the podcast. And dare I say, someone has been praying somewhere round the clock. I'd love to know if that's true, but I don't think I will until heaven. But that is the final way that you can utilize the prayer aspect of this community. That's going to do it for me today. I'm Jill. We'll turn the page together tomorrow in the stories of our own lives as well as the stories of the Word of God. Until then, love one another.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. I just wanted to reach out to Tracy in Baltimore and let you know that your prayer request was really heard by me. I really understand that feeling of heaviness for our adult children, and you talked about your adult daughters. I have to say, you sound like a tremendous person to me, the way that you communicated it so respectfully. I can tell you're so respectful of your adult children. And that can be a hard relationship. And as mothers, our greatest concern is that our children know God and that they will be with Him in eternity and that they are walking with Him. But we know as adult children, sometimes really, we just can't tell them what we think. We have to listen for the Lord, and we have to wait until they will listen, as you said so eloquently. And I will be praying for your adult daughters. I certainly will. And I'm going to hold them right up with my two adult children. I'm going to be praying for you to continue to have the wisdom that you obviously do have, Tracy. Such a calm, beautiful voice, and obviously listening for the Lord. And I pray that
Good morning, everybody. This is Inge from Denmark. Happy New Year's. And a big, fat welcome back to you, China. Ah, it is so good to have you back and to have you with your mom. I loved getting to know her. What an amazing woman she is. So this year is going to be the bomb. I'm sure of it. The day before yesterday, I mean, I've had chronic nausea for more than 11 years now. Some days are good, some days are absolutely awful, and some days are in between. And the day before yesterday was so heavy. Actually, every day since Christmas Eve have been very horrible. I haven't been able to do much of what I had planned with my family. And I always go to God. That is the place to turn to. But the day before yesterday, I was having trouble even actually breathing. The nausea was so intense. And I tried to still myself and to listen to you, China. And it was about Job. And I could barely stand hearing about the scales covering his body and all of that. I felt it was utter despair and hopelessness on my side. And then your commentary. Oh, it lifted everything. It was so, you know, envisioning Jesus, perfect posture because he's the Lord, like you said, that he would be there listening to me. You changed that day from despair and sadness to something very faith strengthening. Just thank you, China. Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Good morning, family, chronological family that is. It is Mary Lynn in New Brunswick. And I just wanted to address Lady of Victory. I'm so glad to hear you today. I had recorded a message for you probably back the beginning of November, but I was blubbering and bawling so hard they chose not to air it, which is probably a good thing. But I did want to let you know that, like everyone else, you've been on my heart many, many, many times over the last 7 or 8 months. And I wanted you to know that we miss you, but at the same time, we understand. I understand that you need this time for yourself to work out your grief, to just experience the pain. And even though we all miss hearing you and hearing you sing and you being part of this community and giving us all of the wisdom that you have, we understand that you need to take this time. So I am encouraging you that just in case there's that little voice on your shoulder trying to make you feel guilty, recognize who that is. Give them a little flick with your finger and say, "Be gone," because we are holding you up and we will be here when you're ready to come back. And so I love you. I am praying for you. And I pray, Lord, that whatever else has unfolded, as she had said, that you would be in it, you would be in the midst of it, that you would be working it out, and that you would be glorified through it. And that this will be the year that she earns her name. She will be that Lady of Victory in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Love you. Bye.
Hey, TABC, this is Whitney. I went through the Bible the first time fully with Brian and Daddy Audio Bible just the reading, and that was my first time ever getting through the Bible in a year, and I'm so thankful for that. I know 2021 was a hard year on a lot of us, and I'm actually participating in the 21-day fasting. It's more of a person than something that I'm letting go of, and I'm giving this person to God and just letting God work on it for the next 21 days because I've done everything I could do. 2021 was really hard on my family. I lost two of my friends. They were a married couple. The lady passed early 2021 of a brain aneurysm. The man passed closer to the end of 2021 in a car wreck. And then I lost my dad on September 24th, 2021. So it was filled with a lot of heartache, and I'm still having trouble working through that. So if you can please just lift me up in prayer and let God fill me with his comfort and his peace and his wisdom and guidance to make it through these losses, and that 2022 opens up a beautiful life for me and my children. Thank you all.
Good morning, DABC. This is Danny from Southern Oregon, popping over to the chronological. Hey, I've been a dabber for, I think this is my eighth year, but at the beginning of this year, I thought, you know what, I'm going to try to double dab, and then I started triple dabbing, and so I wake up with Ezekiel because his voice just instantly puts me in a good mood and makes me smile, and then when I have some more time, then I listen to Brian, and then before I go to bed, I listen to Jill and Chyna. And so it's been really incredible. I love it. And so, Chyna, thanks for the 21-day fast challenge. I am going to fast my time. So I'm incredibly busy, and I know that there's something to say about being still and listening or reading the word, and I know the Lord blesses me when I do. So I'm going to really try to be still and read the word along with Brian in the morning, and journal again. I pulled out my journal. It's been 10 months since I've done that, and that's I'm ashamed. And so I'm going to really try to do that. And anyway, so I just want to introduce myself for those of you who don't already know me. And I just pray for all of you in your fasting, and that you would have great success. Okay, love you guys. Bye.